Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Runway
wants to catch them and then if it's not caught, they take it. Anyone wants to catch them and then if it's not caught, they take like a brother, like a big one. But wants to catch them and then if it's not caught, they take it.
Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it. Feel it in your belly. Feel it. Feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it. Feel it in your belly. Feel it.
cause I might just shimmy like an escalator.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to
Driver,
the sounds
of DJ Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, work. Study, study, cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Like, dip, 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 put stuff the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, bitches. Take your time. Take a hiatus, surgeon moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrr-con. Soft and feminine brrr-con. Till everything about you is brrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrr-con. Till everything about you is brrr-con-con. You wanna buff-buff-bo. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do. How I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please. Don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
It goes.
And
it goes,
I'm the
iconic House of Revlon has been presented in national scandals many times, but has always prevailed. So on this night, it's your turn to make a scandal of your own. Saturday, October 11th, in Richmond, Virginia, the iconic House of Revlon brings you a national scandal. Some of your mini grands include $500 for Butch Queen Realness, $500 for Drags Realness, $500 for Femme Queen Realness, $500 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Legendary Butch Queen Face, $500 for Realness with a Twist, $500 for Legendary Performance, $500 for Best Dress, $500 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $600 for Butch Queen Runway, $750 for Legendary Runway, $900 for Femme Queen vs. Drags Performance, and $1,000 for Femme Queen Face in honor of Mother Danielle Revlon. So be on time and send out your best. We've seen it time and time again. Grand prize winners as a house with the most trophies. But tonight, it's the house with the most cash. Whoever's house has the most cash at the end of the night will be awarded an additional grand prize of $2,000, along with an 8-foot trophy. That's right, the House of Revlon brings you a national scandal. Saturday, October 11th in Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Doors open at 11:45 p.m. Your commentators for the evening, the Scandalicious Duo. For tables, there's $200 apiece. Contact the iconic father himself, Tony Revlon. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, dated October 11th, a national scandal.
The icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, presents the 24-carat gold ball. All gold, everything. Saturday, October 4th, in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one, tag team performance, The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic, for $1,500. Grand prize number two, Open to All Realness, for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, The Battle of the Goddesses, for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries, for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure, for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents The Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-carat gold ball. All gold, everything. Testing with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
Yeah.
legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement, and Legend, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney for $1,000. Stem Queen Realness, Pretty versus Banji versus Executive versus Big Girls, Battle of the Girls, Pretty Girls as Sleeping Beauty, Banji Girls as Princess Tiana, Executives as Mary Poppins, and Big Girls as your Fairy Godmother, all for $1,000. Open to all legendary performance, The Wizard, ease on down this road for $1,000. Your mini grands include Femme Queen Sex Siren, Jane, Tarzan's Loyal Companion for $500. Femme Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, Showcase in Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Rapunzel, 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 Let Your Hair Down and Bring Us a Heel, Just as High as You Dare for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories. That's Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement and Legend, presented by legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Tables $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250 each. Tables are seated, first pay closest to the stage. Admission, $30 all night. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, the icon MC Debra, legendary RJ Carrington Balenciaga, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Elite beat by the one and only legendary Von Allure St. Laurent. For questions, comments, or concerns, send them over to watchthethrone2.0@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page dated September 27th. Legendary mother Power Infinity, icon Angel Milan, and icon JoJo Ebony bring you the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, benefiting the Tampa Metro Wellness Center. Some of your cash categories include pageant gown for $200, open to all potluck virgin performance, Butch Queen's Up and Drags Realness for $100, Butch Queen Realness, Thug versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy, and your grand prize, open to all performance, for $1,000. Again, that's the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, Sunday, August 24th. Your location, Sky Tampa, 1509 East 8th Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Your host and MC, the icon Jack Mizrahi. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated August 24th. Big Sunday, July 27th, New York City Rumble number 68, Old School Rewind. Some of your cash categories include Old Wave Performance Open to All for $200, Open to All Best Dress for $100, Butch Queen Vogue Femme Soft and Cunt for $100, Butch Queen Drag Space for $100, Butch Queen Twist for $100, Female Figure Hair Affair for $100. Female Figure Runway for $100. Dem Queen Performance for $100. Open to All Bazaar for $100. Butch Queen Sex Sirens for $200. And your grand prize, Open to All Realness for $500. To ensure the ball starts on time, grand prize will be called exactly at 12:30 a.m. And that's 12:30 a.m. no matter what is going on. Again, that's the New York City Rumble, number 68, Old School Rewind. Sunday, July 27th at Escalita's, 301 West 39th Street, between 8th and 9th Avenue in New York City. Admission, $20 all night. Doors open at 10 p.m. Ball starts at midnight. The experience of those who attend the Rumble will start on time with LSS starting promptly at 11:30 p.m. For more information, visit Facebook's official Ballroom Radio chat for promos on the categories and the event itself. This Sunday, July 27th, Old School Rewind, the New York City Rumble number 68.
The Privileged One, Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball, Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters, two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the $3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's The Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook. This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Baby, you ready for big daddy?
How many do you want it?
Good evening, everyone. Give me 1 second. I'm experiencing technical difficulties. Give me 1 second. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to your installment of Tunes of Chops. I'm your host, Rodney, Father Cocktail Prodigy, and we're here tonight to recap the D-Up weekend. Also, to speak with our hosts from the events that will be happening this weekend, the icon Jack Mizrahi and the pretty boy phenom, Donye 007, with From Bankhead to Buckhead. Switchboard, could you bring on the esteemed colleagues for me, please?
Wait, did you say phenom?
Say it again.
You said phenom?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Where's that? Don't just shit, Alexis. Do not.
Well, I'm just. This is exclusive.
You know, it's a catch to that. You know, you have to do what you need to do.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought you were about to say I'm going to shame you because I've been getting it all weekend.
Oh, okay. Marcus, are you on the line?
Yes, Tom.
Good evening, sir. Who else we got with us this evening? Is Laura here? Laura available this evening?
She probably is down in North Carolina with a dick in her mouth, knowing her.
Oh, okay. Oh, y'all hold on.
No Laura.
You guys, bear with me. Y'all know how it's going to be tonight. I'm at work. Oh, no. Who phone is that?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's just us three for now.
Okay. Well, Marcus, do you want to talk a little bit about, well...
Excuse me?
Do you want to see if Donye or Jack is on the line so we can go ahead and talk to them about the event?
Yes, Jack and Donye, please call in.
Marcus, cut the bullshit.
What? What do you mean? What are you trying to say, Alexa Clark? I told you I'm going to be in rare form tonight.
All right, well, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and, I guess, once they call in, since we're notified that they're on the line. This weekend was the 6th, correct, Marcus?
Yes.
It was the 6th annual D-Up Ball in North Carolina, sponsored by Status Boys and Status Girls, with the director of the program, Darren, Father North Carolina Blahnik, and an advisor, Marcus Escada. So we're going to recap the ball. Congrats to all the winners. Congrats to North Carolina for the people coming out, signing up. The turnout, I figure would have definitely been better for a free ball with so much money on the line. I guess, but we'll discuss that as well with the debate over money being issued at balls and whether it's free or gift cards or whatever the case may be. So a lot of talk about that as well. So we're going to get into it. Marcus, would you like to announce some of the winners for us so we can go from there?
Okay. Well, Virgin Performance went to KC007. No One Walked Virgin Runway. Mother Top T. Existence won Female Figure Best Dress, and she won overall for the $500 for cash. Olay Ebony won New Runway. Breezy Revlon won Catboy Sex Siren. Devin Existence won Junior Sex Siren. Breezy won the $250, and Devin won the trip to Las Vegas for T2T. Butch Queen Twist was closed because a person got shot for his performance. $500 face went to Sky Prodigy. No One Walked Legendary Realness. Brett Escada won Butch Queen Body. Ethan 007 won Trans Man Realness. Binks Existence won Butch Realness. Legendary Runway, No One Walked. Paris LaBan.
Who is Ethan 007, Marcus?
He's a white guy.
Oh,
Okay. He's definitely real. I'm sure you guys see him at Pandemonium.
What, Blondie?
Butch Queen of Drag performance went to Paris Live In. Aaliyah Revlon won the Sim Queen performance. They battled for the $1,000.
Hold on. Alexa, are you washing dishes?
No, I'm trying to get out the door at work.
Okay. Yeah, well, maybe you should go on mute.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Don't tell me the fuck I need to do.
It's so unprofessional. As I was saying, Paris Live In won drag performance. Aaliyah Revlon won Sim Queen performance. They battled for the $1,000. And grand prize, Aaliyah Revlon, for the $1,000 female figure performance. Trent Ebony won Executive Realness. Kid Khan won Thug Realness. They battled for the $250, and Trent won the $250. Butch Queen Vogue Femme, it was increased from $750 to $1,000. That was won by Varen Mizrahi. $1,000 runway went to Speedy and Jermaine Mizrahi for the American versus European runway. And no one watched Butch Queen Trilogy for the $1,000. And everyone got shot. Well, only one person made the cutoff for Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. So I opened it up, just open to all. Well, open Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy. Pampas Milan won that. And Sim Queen Realness versus Drag Realness went to Jade and Lanaya Ebony for the $1,000. Mother Jade and Lanaya Ebony.
And so both of them were drags, or one Fem Queen, or?
Well, no, both of them were Fem Queens. And Africa Revlon won drags when they battled. Yeah.
Okay.
Background is that?
That's Ronnie at work.
Yeah, I'm at
Could you go on mute, please?
I can't speak and be on mute at the same time, Alexa. Sorry.
So, Marcus, what is your take on the attendance of the ball?
After having spoke with Darren and the university, they were happy with the turnout. May have not been happy with the participation. That might have been different. But the turnout was, within what we expected.
Well, speaking of the turnout, I heard there were some people that were just, sitting out in the lobby. They didn't come in. What was that all about?
Well, Jason, I just got an inbox. And someone watched how many people got tested. The good thing about this event was this was not necessarily just a prevention event. It was more of an awareness event. So there was no testing going on. There was no need. It was more of letting you know about Status Boys is about more of awareness. It's not just about HIV or nutrition. We talk about, real LGBT issues, painting, the risk of, the adverse effects of being a bottom, trans issues. So for those who have not checked out statusboys.com, statusgirls.com, check it out because you get some informative information. This is a new program that the CDC is doing. They feel as though some people don't want to go into a classroom and kind of learn. They'd rather do it on their own pace and do it on the computer. So, interact on the website. Maybe you can start cruising it like Facebook. Come check us out. What was your question, Alexis?
So I heard people were, sitting in the lobby. They didn't come in the ball. What was going on? Why weren't people coming in?
Who do you mean as in people? I mean, everybody who wanted to go in went into the ball.
Oh, everybody that wants to go in went in?
Right. I mean, I went outside. I went into it went in the foyer a few times, and it was clear out there. But a lot of people chose to get dressed out there. So maybe you're confused about where, you saw people were getting dressed and getting ready for the categories. Although there was enough space on the inside to get dressed.
I guess you just want me to be messy then.
Well, it's a little too early to be messy.
Okay, then when I wait.
You know, right, girl. You were in 5 minutes in the show. Just went for blood.
Well, come on, let's go.
Well, that, I mean, to me, that wasn't the biggest issue.
Okay.
So, Rodney, you right, girl. Thank you. And I thank you. Rodney, you asked about the attendance. In comparison to, like, the other free balls that I've gone to this year, I just think there's a decline in balls. And people, I guess, free doesn't necessarily mean free anymore, especially when you're dealing with travel, summertime, you know. But we do want to thank everyone that came out and supported. And congratulations to the new $1,000 winners.
Right, and so how did you feel about self-participation? We talked about the attendance weather, but as far as the participation itself, about, you know, the people just not being energized or ready to come, or the lackluster of participation and the effects and different stuff like that that was presented at the ball itself.
Well, I think that those who participated did what they thought was their best. And personally, that's all. If that's all you can do, there were not a lot of, what's the word, as we call them, A-listers or B-listers at the ball who had big names. But how do I say this? I mean, that's their loss. And that might be the thing that propels them, these new people, to actually go out there and do it. You know how, like, sometimes they make people legends that aren't quite legendary yet? But that's their way to propel themselves. Now they feel as though they have to prove themselves. Maybe that's what it'll be for some of those people. It'll be they'll be like, okay, well, I'm a $1,000 girl now. Now I have to prove myself.
Okay. Well, hopefully it works out in their favor.
Right, because it can work both ways. Some people might be bitter that, you know, these people won, and it might be a double-edged sword. But I tell those people that are bitter, shame on you. You should have walked.
Right, because I saw a post from you earlier about the North Carolina supporting the event themselves and having issues when those people that actually came and participated and get points for their other years based on the other people that actually, like, just travel out of the state and feel like they're going to be shaded in North Carolina as it is. But when it's time for North Carolina, they still feel as if though they should get up here because they traveled to other places and represented North Carolina and South Carolina. What is your take on that?
One moment. I'm getting a lot of messages. What was the question? I'm sorry. The question was about my comment in the Carolina group. My comment in the Carolina group was not necessarily about people coming to the ball, or because I was okay with the people there. They just chose not to walk.
You have an incoming call.
323-352. You're live. 323-352. You're live.
Anybody know 352? What are y'all reading?
323-352. That's what I'm reading. I see very well.
You cannot clearly. You know that ain't my number. Well, we're reading what was given.
I'm reading what was posted.
Clearly, Mother Radio over there trying it with the roll call. Okay?
You heard it say you're unmuted though. Why didn't you just say, "Oh, well, this was me"?
Smarter.
I just said what. Wait a minute, hold on. Which one is that? That Laura or that Alexis thing? Which one was that sly comment?
Alexis is on the line. Alexis.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure she's there. Come on up out of that corner because we about to flash.
Oh, don't worry. You know,
okay.
I came ready.
Okay. But no, my issue with the people from the Carolinas was, when the nominations come out of the year, they swear they were cheated, they were robbed, they turned it, they won balls that, you know, technically don't meet our requirements, and they just think that, you know, things. When you had an opportunity to walk a ball that clearly meets the requirements, you chose to pay it. And that may be the one ball that you lose of the year by, that one ball that, you know, you end up tying with a, as you call them, a brick. But at the end of the day, I look at that brick winning $1,000 more so than you winning that $200 wherever you won it at. Whether it was competition or not, because the to me the Dia Ball name still means something, and it's kind of like a staple, and a ball of a certain legacy will always have that type of reputation. Whether they have a good year or a bad year, and you know their reputation is to always give out their money. So my concern was those people who always complain about them not being nominated, and they didn't even attempt to walk. I see if you would have walked and lost, okay, that's well and fine. You didn't even participate, but you complain about not being of the year.
Okay. Well, hopefully everybody does get on board and, you know, get back into representing Carolinas, especially because whenever I go down there, I look forward to definitely seeing a runway show. It was okay for the most part, but I expected, you know, a little bit more participation, especially for the runway, for the thousand.
Right, $1,000, they had, they haven't had that kind of money in a while in the Carolinas. You know, we're definitely the runway capital. Oh, to the person saying that, yeah, I'm going to be in rare form, don't worry, I'm going to warm up. We're waiting for the numbers to get up. God, calm down. We have a whole 2 hours.
Okay, if they want something to say, they're trying to press one. Come on, get it up there.
But maybe all coming out tonight.
Callers, if y'all have any questions or you have any comments that you want to stress or you want to get Alexis, Nikki, or Martha's riled up,
Excuse me?
I call in and get them started. They're here for your enjoyment and for your pleasure.
Why y'all can't get Rodney riled up? I'm confused. Why I gotta
Well, Rodney, what were your thoughts on the ball? Just your overall opinion of the ball.
I was expecting more people. I thought a few more school boards might have decided to use their creativity and actually get it together.
Stop right there. Oh.
That's what I was about to address. What happened to all the ones that was going to walk for the originally? Where were they this weekend?
Let's get to the comments and concerns on that.
Because I hear the Wands wasn't working this weekend because the guy in Vietnam is no longer taking whatever, and the girls couldn't make it traveling and all this other team.
Yeah.
So what happened to everybody?
I guess everybody just decided to bail at the last minute or wait until the last minute to try to make travel and lodging arrangements. And for whatever reason, everything failed.
The Wands didn't work.
Right. So...
But what about the school boys in the Carolinas, though? School boys in Carolina?
Right.
They chose not to walk either.
I just have a question of why is it whenever schoolboy rulers is not calling for them to bring it, like, with a T-shirt and a backpack and a fitted cap and they school ID that they don't got made somewhere, the line be, like, four or five people long or one or none?
Because they know they're not schoolboys. They just know that they're cute or popular or both, and so they're taking their chance. I think that people who when the category calls for something like, you know, learning something or recitation or something, they have a problem with it because they're really not, you know, they are schooled age, but that's all they really can do. You know, some people just want an easy win. I was talking on, like, people saying the ballroom is going down. Ballroom is going down because we have allowed everyone to think that all balls are equal. I know as a ball promoter, my ball will never be considered on the level of a Stewart event or a House of Mugler ball or an iconic house ball. However, I still know that my ball is a little more reputable than Joe Blow that's having something on Tuesday night somewhere else. And it's how people have to kind of respect the levels. Some people are content with winning whatever trophy, like a mini ball trophy, and they're content with that. They feel as though that's enough for them. And because now they're giving status based on just how long you've been out, the question is how long, when did you first walk your first ball? Not when did you turn it, not what grand prize did you win at grand prize of the night. Everything is counting equal. So there's no point in walking a major ball. Why go compete against people if you can win the same trophy and count it as the same thing on the Thursday night that you won in Anchorage, Alaska?
That is true. That was true and a good political answer. However, a lot of people, I mean, you get the balls, you pay for all this, you get down there, you take your,
you have an incoming call.
And then you get there,
private
and then you get your live.
Private caller, you're live.
Three.
Hello.
Nine.
Five. Flash them. They're on the chat line.
What?
That's the chat line, isn't it? Thanks. What were you saying, Michi?
No, I was saying, you know, a lot of people, you know, like, you know, it's more to it than, I mean, you made a good point, but it's more to it than that. I mean, you have a lot of balls that you're not even finishing the ball. You know, you get, you pay the, you get there, you gather your effects. However you do to get there, however you do to get your effect, you still get there. You pay to get in, this, that, and the third, and then don't even get to the category.
Girl, that's been going on forever.
Yeah, but it's becoming more so
My thing is with that, you have to know. I mean, it's nothing is guaranteed no more. And that's just,
right.
Let's just keep it real. Nothing is guaranteed no more. But I do agree with Marcus. Everyone should be.
No, I agree with Marcus too.
Everyone shouldn't be allowed to throw a function, and we as spectators have learned.
Not everyone.
Well,
not everyone.
Well, spectators, participants, however you want to put it. We have, some of them feel like, well, I can just go to, I don't have to go to this ball. I can go to this ball right here, walk this ball, win this ball, win this ball, and I can get my other year. And you know what I'm saying? At the same time, it's just like, you should only, reputable people's ball should only count for other year, you know?
True.
Sure. Like you go to a ball and win it because no one is there, and next thing you know, 2 years later you're legendary. You're like, well, what the fuck did you win?
Yeah.
I also think that, and Michi, you also have to realize that. How do I say this? Some people do it strategically. Their goal is to only be of the year. That's how they plan it. You know, I got an inbox from somebody and say, well, how many balls are counting? I'm like, well, I really can't tell you. Then they say, oh, well, I won this ball, so how many more do I have to win, blah, blah, blah. Well, baby, I thought the point is for you just to turn it all year, and then at the end of the day, it's just undeniable. And I think that's where we've turned it into being so political. To where all the other years are based on wins, maybe it should go back to somewhat of a consideration of impact. Because you turning that Tuesday night ball may not be the same as somebody who came to the People's Choice and sat 40 people. They might have only won one ball or two balls, but at least their impact that year in that city might have been different or more so than what you did. So I think people take the road less traveled because they don't want competition. There are very few people that really want a battle. That's why people get out of line. When it's Vogue Femme, they want to go get water and go to the bathroom. They want to stand to the back. Nobody wants the battle. When it's five of their house members standing there, they wanted to see who's going first because they don't really want a battle. They just want to say that they won. Rodney, your thoughts? Ooh, well, Laura said, can we clear the line so she can get on?
Well, she's going to be political to keep her ass the way she at.
She says she's tired of hearing Tom Blumenthal telling her the show is full.
I cannot.
But
oh well.
Now, Rodney, you know, it was you ended up judging the $1,500 Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy category.
Right. That's right. So no. Wait. So no. Not only did no Schoolboys walk, but no Pretty Boys walked either.
No Pretty Boys walked.
One Schoolboy.
One Schoolboy walked.
Are y'all serious?
Yep.
It's no shade. I didn't see a Pretty Boy in the building.
There was a couple in it. Donye was there.
Donye walked Schoolboy. So as I was going to say, there were no Pretty Boys in the building because he walked Schoolboy.
Soulja Boy was there.
Wait, hold on. Rewind. Say that one more time, Marcus.
Sure, I got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, people that walk Pretty Boy were in the building.
Right,
like that.
That's what I'm about to say. Soulja Boy was there and everything.
They didn't contend for the category, but it were Pretty Boys in the building, Marcus.
Right.
Cause you see, you didn't.
Can you name
the
some
building.
Others?
I mean, we gave you two already.
You said Donye, he walked Schoolboy. He paid walking Pretty Boys. I would say.
Well,
I must think his new house is not letting him walk that. What's the next category?
Soulja Boy.
She says Soulja Boy Chanel, father of North Carolina Chanel, was there.
He's been walking Distinguished Gentleman. Next.
Oh, so that's the category now?
So Pampers walks Best Dressed too, but he still walks Schoolboy 1500. Your point, Marcus?
Pampers is a
Thank
legend.
Thank you.
Oh, so it was no legend?
Pampers was slated to judge, but he just arrived a few minutes late.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
I mean, I meant more as in the people that were scared who walked the last time. You know, there were no Damo Khans, no kilos, no Mocon, all the people that could have walked, no Dante Balenciaga, those type of people, they weren't
so Marcus,
there.
Let me ask you a question, Marcus. When you feel that, because we touched on the subject a little bit, but do you feel as though when the category originally is not done, and because of you do like to say that you give out your money and stuff like that, so you're trying to tend to carry it over to another function where people can come to or something like that to accommodate everybody so they won't say, oh, you just want to keep the money over the setup, over this and that. But those same people who ask you about it all the time about having it again be the ones that don't show up. So have you got out of your mind to stop doing that, or will you continue to do that practice?
It all depends. If I feel as though it's the promoter's, how I say it, issue, like that particular case, for the people's choice, I think I placed Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy in a very weird place, and I did not expect the productions to be so long and draining and boring. So we ran out of time after paying for an extra hour. I just didn't feel comfortable, dealing with that, and, the guy was trying to work me. So it was kind of easier just to say, okay, regroup and do it at another event. But if it was like a ball and they just start fighting or something, no, I don't feel obligated to do it. In my heart, I still may do it, but, I don't ever want it to think that, to have the reputation that I did it to save that little bit of money, because $1,500 is not a lot of money, in the grand scheme of things. What if, especially when you're having a ball with three people, what's $500? So is my name worth $500?
Oh, welcome to Messy Bitch herself.
Girl, that ball was laid out.
Lord, it was late.
Oh, I was on the
it
line.
It was late, or the people that won,
Wait,
you
I'm
feel
on,
were late.
Hello? I'm on the line.
Yeah,
yes,
you're
right.
On the line.
You
oh,
heard
shit.
When it said I'm muted, bitch.
Oh, my God. I didn't know I was on the line.
Laura, were you even there?
No.
She was there.
No, I wasn't going to that shit.
Oh, you weren't there, but you said the ball was late. God.
No, I'm playing with you, Marcus. I don't know.
No,
where,
I don't
know.
Let me be clear. I don't personally care, because if $7,000 was given away and the food was there, hold on, let me be clear. Every category was called, whether a brick or not won, every dime was given away. So if that was a late ball, then baby, we had a whole lot of late balls recently.
Calm down.
Marcus, why do you keep stressing Marcus, why do you keep stressing this brick and not?
Yeah, I was
because,
just going
to
ask the same thing.
That's how people are referring to some. Hold on, because some people are referring to the winners as bricks and not. I don't see them as bricks and not. They won the money.
No.
They did what other girls could not do. I'm being facetious in using the terms that the girls are using in their walking wonder groups and stuff.
Oh,
Marcus, are your feelings hurt?
Why would my feelings be hurt?
I don't know, because you seem very defensive.
No, I'm not upset. Well, I'm upset because, one, no one was sold a dream. It's not like, how do I say this? If you click on the event page for D-Up, it said about 429 people would be there. We all know that based on event pages, that's not what's going to show up. Based on statistics, that's what we estimated to come. That was what was there. Now, did we have 300-something walkers? No, we didn't. We clearly didn't have 300 walkers. But that happened. But the program lives on. There's a lot of ball. I'd rather have a ball and the people, you know, what's the word, get their money. I'd rather make 7 breaks, $1,000 winners as the girls feel, and continue on next year, because I bet you even 2 more girls, that she going to bring her brick girlfriends next year, and they're going to try to walk and win. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know that for your
You can't blame the brick for coming and winning the money. You have to blame yourself.
I think it's more of the aspect of the people, I don't want to say the organization, but that person that was throwing the ball or whatever. I don't think no one really has the intentions of really going like that. I mean, they will support you per se, but as far as
I told people who felt as though this was this is not my ball, and if you feel as though if you have to pick between what you can come to, I'd rather you come to Pandemonium because again,
right,
that's my personal ball, you know.
Right.
So don't do me no favors coming to D Up because let me be clear, I didn't get one dime from D Up. Not one red penny, not one red cent. However, it is something dear to my heart, but I feel as though what they're doing, all the amount of effort and energy that went into the event, I feel as though some of the things that people did were late in trying. I don't even think they did it as a way to, like, sabotage the event. They did it to just so that their event could look better. And at this point, if one person got linked to care, if one person learned something about, although we didn't do direct testing, a way to, you know, get tested or a resource, then that's what that was for. This was never intended to be a glitz and glam type thing, and that's why our prevention and awareness event is still going on, and it's free versus other agencies that's charging $20 and $30 to get in or making you get tested. We're doing it the way that the CDC originally intended for it to be.
Maybe it's becoming more of just a Carolina type of function for that, you know.
Before there was a definitions ball or a Carolina Awards ball or a D-Up ball, it was the balls that we had in our area where it did not take a lot of people from out of town to come. And I think because of our reputation of having nice balls and they finishing and there's money given out, that's what attracted people. And every ball is not going to be a national thing. I just don't think that people should realize that when we North Carolina now is a major ballroom arena. So whoever wins, if you don't like who won, just because you're the fab girl to beat right now, if you choose not to come, that does not mean that the show isn't going to go on. That may happen somewhere else, but in North Carolina, if we say $1,000 or $7,000, it's going to be given out. Kind of like Texas. It's no shame.
Hey, Rodney. Hey, Alexis. Sorry for not speaking to you. My fault.
But I also believe that,
yes,
you know,
man,
every area, every city now is kind of just catering to themselves. And I think that's what North Carolina has kind of downfall. We've always tried to play in the respect aspect. We would never have a ball the same day as New York City or Atlanta.
Marcus, I'm going to tell you why I didn't come. Actually, I'm in Charlotte as I speak. I did not.
You waiting on the mega bus,
ball,
girl, for your transfer to Atlanta? Okay.
Hush up. I did not come to the ball, Marcus, because you remember when y'all brought the man online, right? The blonde child. Mm-hmm. And I asked him who was the commentator. Y'all thought I was playing, but I was being serious. I cannot. I will not. Hey. Even though it was a free ball, I cannot sit at a free ball and listen to that child. That's how bad she is.
And I mean, you know,
it's
if that's how you feel, and if people feel that way, I think that, I think people should kind of, you know, you can go to statusboys.com and you can send him a message and say, you know,
I'm
that's the reason why. Darren, as a ball promoter, I may not like Right. I mean, their job as ball promoters, they're commentators that I don't personally care for personally. But when it comes down to business, the people want them. So how do I not give the people what they want? You know, it's still like choice.
Like, no shade. If you tell me you was doing the ball markets and I asked you who your commentator was, you used to tell me it's Jay Blahnik and Shree Chanel. Do you know I would inbox you and tell you, girl?
But you have to realize that, right? I mean, that's the thing. However, Jay is a prevention, you know, consultant and expert, and you know, as you have to realize that the CDC is paying for all of this, so they have expectations. It's kind of like a, you know, a wash your hand. You know, you have to put on a show for these people because, again, you know, this event costs thousands of dollars to put on. I don't want people to think that, you know, and for those who think that D-Up gets money for tests, there was no testing done. There was nothing there to where they could say for every person that gets tested, they're getting $40. None of that happened. So for those people who have that ideology that the ballroom scene is being used, the intent of this was clearly for the community. And, you know, we kind of got to, you know, kind of get used to this. And the more we support them, the more they're going to support us.
But can we agree on the fact that when a promoter throws a ball, would you agree that the commentator plays a big effect into?
No, because some people don't even put who. 99% of the time, people who say who they having at the ball, they don't have. They're just printing girls' names now.
Like, commentator plays a big effect into who's ball.
I think that's a fool.
I have to agree. Because a lot of people will come out. If you put out there, you have Jack Selvin and Kevin, and you know that Jack Selvin and Kevin is going to be there, the girls will respond more based upon that for those ones that will.
And you know what? I have a problem with y'all saying that because they, Jack Selvin and Kevin, cannot give y'all no grand prize money. They have no control over what happens, and that does not make or break a ball. They are Jack and Selvin are the premier commentators. But if you choose.
Marcus, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you have patrons that come to your ball that's already under, you know.
Girl, y'all tell me it's people that don't go to balls because ball and throwbacks ain't going to be there. That's just something I ain't going to believe.
Marcus, what I'm saying is, if I done did a bag and I'm stoned or whatever or I'm drunk or whatever and I got to listen to Jay all night on this mic trying to do, 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 and girl, you going to drive me insane. I will lose my motherfucking mind. Like, you going to make me want to leave. Like,
But it's a lot of people. How do I say this? Again, some people don't come to the ball and they drain the whole ball out. You know, Silk Khan said something. He was like, "Child, y'all come to a ball." He said, "Bitch, I have a good time at every ball I go to because bitch, I didn't come for the ball. I came to kiki with my girlfriends and have a good time."
But Silk Khan don't walk no categories, and of course she would say that.
We haven't seen you on the floor in a while either, girl.
Stop your shit, Miss Laura.
I say, damn, it's Marcus.
Now you stop your shit.
It don't matter, Marcus, but some of my kids be walking and chill, you know.
But still,
Marcus, it's still the point. It's still the matter of the fact that. Don't nobody want to hear no foolishness on that mic when we have to listen to that.
If you feel as though,
They were content with the number of people there.
If they have to hire somebody that not going to do, that may not fulfill the obligations of their contract to get another 300, 400 people, they're not willing to do it. And as a promoter, I'm not willing to do it. I'm going to work with people that are professional, that are going to show up on time and do what their contract says. Jack and Jay have been nothing but professional.
And that they will continue
to commentate the ball. So we have 300, 100 for the girls who need a coin. They might or want to become $1,000 winner. That might be your night. I've seen girls from Florida all the way to Boston to try to win a coin. So bitch, if they can come to a ball, drain out whoever's commentating, and vogue down for whatever money it is, I feel as though that would be a little closer for them. They've done worse. Girls have gone to Alabama on Wednesday nights. Just to claim a grand prize.
Is he commentating Pandemonium?
He's not.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Well,
what else?
Why not, Marcus?
Why? Because I chose the commentator.
Why not him?
Why not him?
What do you mean?
Why not Jay?
Because I have an existing business relationship with Jack.
Miss Laura. Laura.
Hmm.
Stand down, girl. Stand down.
Ain't no stand down. She can keep going in. My answer's going to remain the same. I hire who I wanted to hire. It's my ball, my money, and I hire who I want. And guess what? That was Darren's ball. He hired who he wanted
to work
to
with. No, I'm just saying, you were saying he's easy to work with, so I would think, I would assume that you would want to, you know.
He is. He shows up. You got commentators that people buy bus tickets, plane tickets, Amtrak tickets, and then they don't get on the there. See, I would end up fighting somebody. I'm not a violent person, but if I booked you a plane ticket, bus ticket, Amtrak ticket, and then you didn't show up, you either need to have my money to me in 24 hours or it'll be a problem.
Girl, nobody wants to hear no
do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do Y'all are trying.
No, it's okay. That chain.
Laura, I've heard your chanting voice. It's not that over.
The last time I came to the that chain drained the fuck out of me.
Don't it, bitch? It's like you just want to.
Y'all, it was not going to be an attack, J. Blonic Knight. And y'all, if y'all,
no,
yeah, this is not going to be an attack. No, it's not going to be attack, J. Blonic Knight.
Listen, nobody's attacking nobody, bitch. If we don't like it, we don't fucking like it.
I mean, you don't have to like it, girl. That's not going to change anything. He's already gotten his check.
No, I'm sure he's
already gotten his check. He's sitting back in his home. That's not going to change anything.
But Marcus,
I got mine too, baby. I'm not upset about anything. But you can't change nobody's opinion on how you feel.
Okay, but what I'm saying is y'all already read the man. Move the fuck on.
No, what I'm trying to tell you, Marcus, is that I know it's good that y'all gave out y'all money for your ball, whatever. You know, congratulations. Y'all had a successful ball as far as that goes. But what I'm saying as far as the patrons, I know you wasn't too happy as far as, like, how many people probably. You know,
I didn't have – no,
better.
I was fine with the people. Once I asked the university, were they happy with the number of people, they were happy.
No,
now, the number of contestants is different.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, with the contestants, I mean.
Yeah, girl, you can't never know how many people going to walk along.
No, but what
you
I'm
don't know nobody's
Marcus,
finances.
Marcus, what I'm saying is that I, you know, for what a lot of other people said, a lot of people didn't want to go because when they kind of don't like Jay on the mic. I'm just being honest.
If girls with crack habits, with Molly habits, and all these habits can't pay their rent, they almost about to get evicted, and they can take their last out, they can take their last $200 to go to here and there and take a chance on winning money that they know they're not going to win. They could have came to North Carolina and done the same thing for a free ball. It wasn't going to cost them $30. Girls offered them bus tickets. They gagged that you know, they thought other girls was going to come. They thought that the talented, people that we look up to was going to be there, and they decided to sit it out, and guess what? They gagged. Somebody else won. But that does not take away from those people that won. It's all well. I know all those girls with all those big names could be using $1,000 right now to help get to Donye's ball next week. They're gagging. Some of them, their magic wands ain't going to work. Their Megabus tickets and Amtrak tickets are not going to go through, and they could have came to Charlotte last week and got that money and be closer to Atlanta. They would have been 2 hours from Atlanta. They would have been able to lay up in their room and post their ass tonight. Hello?
Clearly, you have these girls' names already in your
I don't have anything. I don't care who did not come. I hope to see them at Pandemonium.
Hold on 1 second. So
I know
Marcus,
you for your words.
Marcus?
Yeah.
Marcus, a question for you. The original categories that were, when you call in the status boy, status girls, what categories were they that, you know, if you call in and sign up, the money increases? Which categories were those?
Fem Queen, it was Butch Queen and Drag versus Fem Queen Realness, and then Butch Queen and Drag versus Fem Queen Performance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was the original amount that the category started off as?
$200.
It started off at $200. So it went up how much for each
person that called in or signed up?
Well, it didn't have to be a competitor for that category. As long as you, the goal was for them to encourage others. So they could have got 20 of their Butch Queen friends to sign up. For every person, for every person that joined the website, we added $10.
Okay, I was thinking that it was
right. So you thought that 80 girls had signed up all together?
No.
It could have been 80 Butch
Queens.
I mean, I really don't know the particulars. Darren would know the statistics on whether they were how they identified.
Yeah, I thought it was participants that wanted to walk or something like that that had signed up. Okay, I got
you. Have an incoming call.
J Rock Ebony, you're live.
Why did y'all have to call my name? I was just going to call in to just make a statement, but now
well,
that
okay,
you know who I am.
Hey, Rock.
Hello,
hey,
how are
Rock.
You guys doing? Hey, everybody. I'm on my way home from work and thought I would call in to listen to the show.
Oh,
got
late
through.
Late night.
Yes, and I heard about the commentators and stuff like that. I just wanted to say that I really think that the commentator do control the ball and set it at a certain tone that the ball gives with certain commentators. Like, it's no shade. You know, Selvin gets the kids up, and now all the new kids love Kevin, and then Jack is very funny, so it's kind of like when shit is not going, like, say, for instance, there's a dead space between the ball. Like, we don't know what's going on, whatever. You get the comedy, you get the, you know, the rah, 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 whatever, and then, like, when that panel is acting up, some of them know how to watch the panel and know how to make the panel come up, you know, go ahead and move along and stuff like that. So,
J-Rock,
I think
you're missing what I'm saying. What I said was that people can't possibly decide what ball they're going to by what commentator something, because most girls are false advertising and they'll fly you anyway.
Marcus, I
in three cities this weekend.
Marcus, I disagree because I
don't you don't go as many balls as me. I see Selvin and Jack name on fire.
What I'm saying is that
I've been to so many balls to where a certain commentator's on the mic, and say you still go to the ball, and I see girls that have their outfits to walk in, but that commentator be so dirty to where the girls be like, I'm not even walking, I'm paying it. So
oh, that's fine. You already paid your $30 to get in, though. Once you win there.
I understand that, but I'm saying if you feel a certain way about the competition that's walking, sometimes you get a lot of girls that have their outfits that's ready to storm the ball, but then when that competition don't put you in that zone, you're not feeling it, and you be like, girl, you don't
want to walk.
Some
of y'all
should
be over the ball after a 3-hour LSS or a ball starting at 4 o'clock in the morning.
But you know what?
That would throw me out of my element. No,
but you know what?
The girls
are ballroom are used to that.
See, but Marcus, I can understand where you're coming from, but what I'm saying is you're coming from somebody that still walks and somebody that is with the walkers and know what the kids are saying. They'll look at a flyer, and if they don't say a certain name, they will pay the function.
And they are fooled because that might be the night.
You can't tell people how they feel.
Well, no, I can tell them how they feel, but I'm going to tell them they're going to go to a ball one night, and the flyer's going to show Legendary Jack, Legendary Selvin, and Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, and they're going to get there, and they're going to have a Joe Schmo.
That's icon.
They're going to have a Joe Schmo on the microphone, and if they don't came all that way to go to the ball, they're going to have no choice but to vote.
But that's why, but you got to understand, though, these kids aren't stupid. When they see a name on a flyer, Jack and Selvin is not scared to say, bitch, I'm not going to that ball. They're using my name. So then that'll go around.
J-Rock, see, you're looking from a professional standpoint. You're like, Jack and Selvin's tickets are booked months in advance. Do you realize people still attempt to fly them in on Magic and book their tickets 2 days before and one day before? You don't know if they're really going somewhere until they get to the airport, until they get to the counter, and they can check it to the flight. Everybody is not professional and book their ticket in advance and, you know, contracts and everything like that. They don't know if they're getting there until they get on the plane.
But Marcy, there's no shade. I'm telling you right now, you got one time to say somebody gonna be at the bar, and that's who I pay.
Well, baby,
I'm
gonna tell you, it's a few states you may not want to go to.
I'm calling the police on your function to say that bar will be shut down.
It might be a few states you may not want to go to because they false advertise. I know they ain't coming.
Well, I just wanted to comment on that because I know that even in the local area, like in Texas, it's one thing that used to piss me off is the reason why I can't even walk in my region is because everybody always want me to get the mic. So I said, well, I'm walking tonight. And then they'll say, well, bitch, I'm not coming. And then, like, when I left Houston and I moved, everybody's been saying, oh, I'm not going to the function if you're not coming. And I'm like, why not? Support the function. Keep going. If you're not on the mic, I'm not coming.
You
said
they
want
you to call them out.
No, well, bitch, they said that the other commentators don't get them up.
The other commentators don't call them out for LSS.
No, the
don't
other commentators don't. No, the other commentators. No, no, the other commentators. The other commentators
no,
don't get them up. And
saying,
also,
you
gotta understand.
You get me
you
up.
No.
Oh,
you have to understand.
Give me up.
Give
me my life.
Oh God.
Everybody's talking over everybody. We can't do that. Go ahead, J-Rob. Finish your statement.
But like I said, what y'all got to understand is you got some commentators, which is like me. When I'm on the microphone, it's not about Ebony. You see what I'm saying? When I'm on the microphone, it's not about Ebony. It's about fair competition. So if I look at the panel and I see something going crazy or something going strange, I'll call the shit out. You see what I'm saying? Anybody that has ever been in a ball and see me on the microphone, I am fair to the walkers.
I'm telling you, I understand, and you're very humble, but I'm telling you, these girls that are telling you they're not coming to the ball unless you're on the microphone, those are the same girls that you give an LSS
But that's a lie, though. But Marcus, that's a lie, because this is people that, you know what I'm saying, they just enjoy coming and they don't even walk. So that's what I'm saying. You got spectators that say, are you leaving? You see what I'm saying?
So you're the greatest commentator?
What does that do? Do you not hear what I'm saying? Like, do you, do y'all, that's what I'm saying. Do
you
not
hear
what
you're saying? I don't want you to tell me that there's somebody that would come to the ball and they come to the door and they be like, oh, well, J-Rock didn't make it tonight. And they be like, ooh, no, girl, I'm not coming in. I just don't believe
that. We're not talking about that. If you're already there, you're already there. We're saying if they know in ahead of time, because first of all, bitch, if you already at the door, you're still going to say, well, bitch, maybe I can give me a drink tonight, maybe I can give me some drugs tonight, fuck this function. But if you know they're not going to be there in ahead of time, you're not going to come. You're going to pay the function.
You must be talking about like a no-crickety-ricket commentator, you know, that's on the flyer, like somebody hires their girlfriend that's going to do it for free.
No. We're just saying all we're trying to do is just show you that people and certain people that will not come if they feel the commentator is not getting them up or that commentator is not going to look out for the best interest of the walkers.
J-Rock, when I'm saying that you're giving away all that money, it's just sometimes you want to feel it, so you get certain commentators that make you feel it
exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Because it's no shade. It's nothing against
this
Kevin J.B.
This is why commentators getting away with charging what they're charging, because y'all
no,
they gave them too much power.
No, but
they
check this out, though. Think about it like this.
That's why certain commentators feel as though they can get away with highway robbery because they feel as though their popularity is thing.
Jasmine.
However, you're only doing so much.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Yeah. I do get what they're saying. I just ain't enough Jasmine. I feel as though the type of promoter that I am, if I put on the flyer that I'm gonna have boo boo hella. Commentate the ball. People who want to come support Marcus is going to come. A commentator does not make nobody come to no ball.
Well, then
I think you feel. That's just me.
Well, if you feel that way, Marcus, I want you to have Jay Blondie catch your pandemonium ball.
And I could, and you bitches would still come for the 10.
Yeah.
To be totally honest, because I have seen it, I have heard it from my kids, from different kids, from people from other houses, performance people, different people, they will say, do you really think Jack's going to be there? Do you really think Selvin's going to be there? Do you really think Kevin's going to be there? Ballroom Throwback just made a post that they're not going to the ball. What's the shade? They all those
Thank
people,
you.
They do affect attendance to a certain degree, Marcus. I do
exactly.
believe that. You say you don't believe it? I believe it. 100%.
That's you.
I know.
It's not even about
looking
you
at,
believe it.
I'm looking at my numbers for all these years.
Look at your numbers and look at your commentator list, Marcus. And you're going to prove our point.
Hold on, Marcus.
With
who? Majority of your
With Selvin.
You have
exactly.
Selvin. Or and you have Vaughn and Lore.
I bet
so
you won't put
Jalen
by his damn self.
Hold on 1 second. If you have the people that the majority of people want to see, just if you that 10% of the Barber and Throwback people are going to still come because they got the Jack and the Selvin. But if you have
I'm not taking these numbers that y'all making up off the top of y'all head.
I have yet to see it. I will come here, Jay. I don't, you know, I have nothing against Jay. I can sit and listen to Jay and whatever y'all say, do. Oh, well, I will come because I'm coming to support the promoter and the event, regardless of who's there
right.
or whatever. However, there are people that do look for the Jack, the Selvin, or the Kevin that will bring the more crowd.
And that's why certain commentators feel as though they can charge what they charge. Because y'all tell-
Oh, shit.
We've not
Thank
yet
you.
Lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in shape.
Oh, shit. I ain't been on the radio in a long time. It feels funny.
As I said, I feel as though y'all are really cute to the man. Y'all say y'all don't see his commentation.
I
respect
tell
y'all
you
not
what,
seeing his commentation.
Don't say y'all. Don't say
no,
y'all.
If y'all don't
ridicule.
See it, y'all don't see it. But that's
I never said
why,
that.
However,
I never said
y'all
that.
Not gonna tell me that's why them girls
no,
didn't come this
I'm
weekend. They didn't come because they magic wand didn't work. They didn't come because the Vietnam man don't
no.
sell money gram no more.
That,
and that's
I mean,
why they
want
to say.
This
Marcus,
what I want you to do.
Marcus.
Marcus.
Marcus. They didn't come because their house didn't allow them.
No, Marcus. Marcus.
That's another one.
Well, who
but Marcus, what I want you to do is look at the attendance
Amen.
At your different functions and then tell me what commentator and the DJ.
Well,
because
no,
some people look
no,
at
hold
the
on,
DJ
because
too.
The, hold on, because the DL Ball
girl,
actually,
the,
Jack, it was Jack and Jay. So the DL Ball, it wasn't just Jay. It was Jay. I, again, like I said, that's why I said be specific with your last reply, Marcus. I don't want it to be said that I don't say the J's. I never
well,
said
who
that.
Who cares? Who cares? Yeah, that's what y'all giving. What's your name? J-Rock, you are being very close. You're being very, you're looking at it from a Texas point. Y'all tend to, as y'all major balls, y'all tend to have Jack, tend to have Selvin, tend to have Vaughn,
no,
just like in North
not.
Carolina.
No, no, we don't. We've only had Vaughn and
said major,
one time.
I said major balls. Everything y'all have ain't major.
Well, then, if everything, so you said we only had one major ball in the past 5 years?
Y'all had about two or three.
No, we've had more than two or three major balls. Marcus, this is what I don't understand. Can we define major? Okay, our first lipstick ball turned out with 600 plus. So my thing is, and it gave us all the money, and the panel was iconic. Do I need to show you the video? Not only was it iconic, it was backed up by iconic people, and there was a lot of houses.
The rubber balls are judged by icons, but that don't mean that they're major balls.
My thing is, if you can give away a certain amount of money in a certain amount of categories, and it turns out a big function, that's major. It was better
that's
than
the
some of the
problem. That's the problem. Everybody thinking their shit is equal.
But how is it? It's not about being
it's
equal.
Not.
See, that's no,
it's
that's the problem.
It's levels to this
is,
shit.
But you know what? But you know what? That's the problem. Let me tell you what the problem is. Marcus, let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is you thinking that there's levels to this shit.
And there's levels to this shit.
Well,
if you think your ball is equal to a stone ball,
why you will get the turnout that you will get, because when you start thinking that there's levels
baby,
to this shit, people are not going to stop.
Can say he's having 10 categories, $1,000 is a major ball. I do the same thing. It's not a major ball.
It's
leading to this shit.
Hello, everybody. How's everyone doing? Welcome to the State of Emergency Show. Nah, I'm just kidding. Hi, everybody. Listen, you're driving me fucking crazy with this type of topic, honey. So I'm just here to just interrupt the fucking show and give you guys something different, because y'all sound like y'all just arguing and driving me insane. And, you know, I'm on summer break, and I don't feel like being bothered with this. But, you know, everybody's sitting here, Jasmine. Anyway, we'll get to that topic in a second. Jack was supposed to call in tonight to promote the Rumble Ball this weekend, but I don't think he had a chance to call in yet, or maybe he will call. We still have about an hour and 15 minutes left into the show, but I do want to stress, on behalf of the Rumble this weekend, girls, get to the show on time. Get to the event on time. It's very, very important. The Rumble, number 68, Old School Rewind, will be taking place this Sunday, July 27th, in New York City. Your grand prize will be open to all realness for $500. And guess what? To ensure the ball starts on time, grand prize will be called exactly at 12:30 a.m., and that is 12:30 a.m. no matter what time or no matter what is going on. So if you are walking open to all realness this weekend for $500, get to the event on time, because they will be calling that grand prize exactly at 12:30. LSS will start promptly at 11:30 p.m., and again, that is this Sunday in New York City, so don't forget. Okay. Donye, where are you, privileged one? You're supposed to be on the show tonight to promote your weekend. Someone contact Donye. You paid for it. Get on the show and talk about it. I'm bringing everybody back on. Marcus, Rodney, Michi, Laura, Alexis, J-Rock.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, who's ball canceled?
It's time for a collection. Let's just put the shit out there. Time for a collection. No fact.
Too much feedback. Too much sound effects. This is why I have to be on summer break. I can't deal with all the noise. My ears are not ready.
Who got us on speakerphone?
Jasmine, I think that's the
weight loss. It's not me. It's somebody has all these sound effects. Whose phone is that? Let's do it old school.
Hold on.
It's J-Rock. It was J-Rock.
Switchboard. We have an 804 on the line.
He
went to the bathroom.
J-Rock.
Oh,
804.
Yeah.
804-833, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Donye. What's going on, Donye?
What's going
Hi, Donye.
What's
going on?
I liked your interview with Vicky Gotti.
Oh, thank you. It was a very interesting interview.
Did Vicky ask for sex afterwards?
No.
Oh,
Vicky
God.
Nothing like that.
It was actually a really good interview. It was very deep.
Well, y'all know,
you know
what you like to do after an interview, honey.
Well, no, you know, Donye really tested into his personal life. Like, it was really, like, he went there.
Yeah,
it wasn't just a Butch Queen interview about ballroom and just all the shit. He went into his personal life. Like, it was good.
Who was that was just speaking?
This is Michi Ebony.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Cool.
Appreciate it again, man.
Michi Ebony. What you mean?
Who? Michi Donye.
Let me go back. Lord.
Oh my God, y'all so thirsty sometimes. I'm
over here sipping on my Chardonnay. I got my blunt lit. My thirst is finally quenched.
Who are you again?
Welcome to the show, Donye. Give us a little bit of taste. Give us a taste of what's going on this week, honey. The floor is yours. Take over.
Oh, all right. So I can start with the beginning of the week or straight to the ball?
You can go ahead and do the beginning of the week. You got 5 minutes.
All right, cool. So I'm going to run through this real good. All right. Thursday night is the official kickoff of my first annual Atlanta Summer Bash, a.k.a. Privilege Weekend. That's at Evilla Nightclub, 21 and older. I'll be doing overall Father Fred Chanel birthday party. Amaya Scott will be hosting. I'll also be doing Kid Creole and a couple other people's birthdays. Friday night is at Obsession, a real nice, dope venue. Saturday is the ball. Doors open up at 9 o'clock. LFS start promptly around 11 o'clock, the ball around 12. I kind of had the venue all night, but I don't want to start the ball super, super mad late because I want everybody to be able to go to the after hours Saturday. There's no club really popping on Saturday besides, like, 253, but so that's why I want to start the ball early because no club is, like, worth really going to. The ball is $3,000 grand prize, Twister versus Sister, only one Twister within battle, one vote film in the end. So if your house members are the last one standing, if it's three Ebonies at the end of Twister, they all have to battle, only one person for Twister and one person for vote film. All legends and regular stars and statements battle based on if they're picked or selected. I guess to give y'all a little surprise that people don't know is that the commentators actually will not be picking the battles. The way the battles will be picked, and it's, you know, y'all hearing it first on the show, I've told maybe a couple of people, but the way the battles would go is that after whoever comes up to get their 10s, you know, their name will be jotted down and be put in the box. And the way it is the commentators would choose one of the names out of the box without, you know, knowing who they're choosing. And then so when that person comes up, that person would choose somebody out of the box. And whoever they choose up, they would have to hit the back of the runway and they'll battle. And it goes so on and so forth like that the whole night. So on a way that, you know, the battle's possible change if someone select their house member. They don't have to battle their house member to the end. Productions are 3 minutes long. And then if you do it as a house production, you get 5 minutes, but it has to be four or more members. Production CDs need to be at the DJ booth by 12:30. After that, if you don't have your production CD at the DJ booth by 12:30, then you have to just go out and get your tens without your production CD, without no production, period. There are no talks. It's invite only. These people have, you know, made their names. They definitely have did what they had to do in the past 2-3 years. Only time somebody can get chopped if they don't follow the color coordination for their house. So if they say red, white, and black, and you got red, white, and black, and some green or some orange or anything else sticking out, then besides the shoes, then it's a chop. So, you know, basically everybody's just coming out to Vogue, you know, to get a little warm-up or, you know, to get, you know, do a production or whatever you want to call an intro. So, again, there are no chops unless their color coordination is just off. Another mini grand prize
Go ahead.
Twisters don't have to get their pins for realness?
No, not this site. I mean, no, they don't. Okay. So they already got invited. So, I mean, obviously they've got their pins for realness in the past years. Obviously, if they walk up.
Okay.
Go ahead. Anybody else got a question about the grand prize?
I have a question.
Go ahead,
Alexa. I'll let you. I was gonna say you finish your whole, you know, everything else, and I'll just ask the question later.
All right, cool.
For Donye, for the grand prize, you said about the color coordination. Will the judges have the list of all the colors of the houses?
Correct.
So they'll be aware of it themselves. You will make sure that all the judges have a copy.
Correct.
And the commentator, of course. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, question. When the person's name is pulled that you said out of the hat, do their name, like say whoever won the battle, do their name go directly back into the hat? Or
no, it
is
don't.
It like a first round? Or
it
like
goes,
how,
it stands to the side, and then it stands to the side, and then once everybody's done with the first round, then all the names go back into the box.
You should make those bitches battle for sale for $3,000, bitch. You should put their name right back in the hat.
Yeah, that is kind of hot, though. Yeah, that is. That really is. But no, it's not like
that.
That's
cute.
But, okay, I guess I can go down to people that have redemption. So people that don't know, so it won't be a surprise at the ball. From the Bankhead to Buckhead Tour, it was 6 balls that were selected that you could walk and possibly get on the list if you weren't already on the list or whatever. So them 6 balls, I kind of name them. It was the VA Awards ball, the Rags to Riches, the D-Up ball. It was Larry Behind the Music ball, and it was Capital Awards ball, and it was one more. Oh, my Atlanta First Friday ball. It kind of for up the year in May. So if you won that ball, it was a twist of Vogue Femme, and you weren't on the list, you was able to get on the list. If you was already on the list or you was a legend, and you won that ball, then you was able to get a one-time redemption in case you lose. So if anybody that won one of them balls, they won, they would have got a one-time redemption if they was already on the list or if they was a legend that won or whatever, because all legends are automatically invited for the $3,000 Twister vs. Sister invite. Twister vs. Sister. The people that has redemptions are Lil James Khan, Baby Hurricane Khan for winning. Lil James Khan won VA Awards ball. Hold on. Let me make sure. Was it VA Awards ball?
Yeah, that was right.
Okay, VA Awards ball. Lil Baby Hurricane won Behind the Music ball. Jacoby Chanel, he won the First Friday ball. I'm just naming Vogue Films right now. Because Purse Ball can get to Rhythm to a Twist of Vogue Film, then I decided to do VA Awards ball, took the substitution of that. And they had legendary performance, so I decided to throw in and go ahead. Whoever won legendary performance also got, a redemption. That was Marquise and Baby Boy Revlon, so they both have a redemption. Vogue Film, trying to think. Baby Hurricane also won Capital Awards ball, but you can't win more than one redemption, so he wasn't able to win that. North Carolina, I think his name is Varon Mizrahi. He won, so he's on the list for the $3,000, and I think that's all the Vogue Films for all the balls. Realness with a Twist, Marlon Balenciaga won DC Capital Awards ball. Cam Count Ebony won Behind the Music, so he has a redemption. Both of them was already on the list, so they both got a redemption. VA Awards ball, Tigger and I think his name Alex Tsunami, they won Realness with a Twist, so they're both on the list. My Atlanta First Friday, Man Chanel, he was already on the list. He won, so he gets a redemption. Trying to think what other ball is it that I missed out. Rags to Riches, Poodle Herrera, he wasn't on the list. He won, so now he's on the list. Nyla Prodigy?
Nyla.
And Adante Prodigy won Rags to Riches, Vogue Femme. Adante was already on the list, so he get a redemption, and Nia is now part of the $3,000 Vogue family list. I think that's pretty much it. I think that's all the balls I've named, right? So it's not over. The last ball that you can win to possibly get on the list, of course, is the night of the, the Vogue fiasco. Realness with a Twist and Vogue Fam is in the beginning of the first half, and then the person that wins Realness with a Twist or Vogue Fam gets to walk in the second half for the $3,000. The color coordination is still the same for Realness with a Twist and Vogue Femme. Whatever house you're in, you have to wear them same colors for a regular wrestler switch involved film, just in case, you know, you win and go to the second half or whatever. That's
Hello, for those who wants to know why he put the category in the second half, there's your answer. So some people have questions of why would it be put in the second half.
I'm giving away $2,000 in the first half. So, I mean, it's over $2,000 being given away in the first half. So, I mean, female figure face, $500 blue screen face, $250 green siren, and $250, I want to say, freakwear, I think. But, yeah, that's it for grand prize, really. I'm excited. I give out $1,000. First year went to Jasmine Malone for female figure realness. Last year went to Mariah Balenciaga. For opening all 007, opening all face, $2,000. You know, the legends really come out, so I'm excited to see, you know, what legend and who all travel in town to win this $3,000. The money is definitely guaranteed, you know, versus what everybody's been saying. The money is definitely guaranteed. I'm excited. Another mini grand.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing.
Go ahead. Another thing is female figure face. That was bumped up to $1,000. It was just $250. It's female figure face. I'm not asking for you to look like an angel. I've seen plenty of angel movies where it says the description of the category is somewhere of an angel sent down from the heavens, blessed by the gods with everlasting beauty and all white. Angel wings is not guaranteed. You don't have to have angel wings, but all white is definitely and the shoes don't count, so it has to be all white attire. Every, you know, accessories, I'm not counting accessories, just as long as your attire is all white. So, you know, you can have a gold necklace on if you want or whatever you want to call it, but as long as your attire is all white and your shoes could be any color. You don't have to have angel wings. It's not a must, but a plus. That's it for female figure face. $1,000 Butch Queen set siren. That's senior versus junior versus Catboy. There's three different trophies. The three winners battle in the end. That's how it goes. Calling for low-waist swim trunks. People just do their research. Low-waist swim trunks. That was a real short swim trunk. Just research it, and, you know, that's pretty simple, kind of. So, you know, just bring it. $500 between face, light versus caramel versus dark. I think it's calling for sunglasses and a bright colored top, if I'm correct. And then it's $250 for Film Queen set siren. It was an error that I apologize that I've been promoting. Actually, on the flyer, it's on there on the flyer, but Film Queen realness says $250. It's supposed to be female figure realness. You know, I just take the loss for that. It's female figure realness, not Film Queen realness. So I made that update on there today. And it's $250. Streetwear, high fashion versus urban. Body is for some cash, and female figure performance is for cash. That's pretty much it. The club is free parking all night. There's no ins or outs. There's a bar. You can smoke in the venue.
Is this the same place Candy had her wedding?
No. I think that's not it. It's not. This is the one behind Bennett Street, Frank Ski's on Peachtree. It's like the old after-hours spot. It's a nice venue. It's called Social Haven.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, it's a real nice venue. It's going to be dope. Security will be up to the max. And people that don't know, if there's a fight, do break out because there's so much money being given away, the ball would not end. Last year, you know, it was a huge fight. Chairs was thrown, you know, not to, you know, degrade my ball because, you know, security wasn't the patrons by themselves. It was my security guard and the patrons, and the ball still finished. It was kind of bad, you know, but we just put the tables up and we continued the ball. And we're gonna do that again this year. And
Donnie,
I don't know. Yeah.
1 second. Hello, everyone. You have exactly 40 seconds to call in before we go into record mode.
No. 40 seconds. I told Johnny he had 5 minutes, and baby, he took
15 minutes. Well, they have 40 seconds
here
to call in for record mode, before we go into record mode.
It's too late. It's already
too late.
Record mode. It's too late. Donnie, you took up 15 minutes of the show.
I know. I'm done, though, so that's good.
So Jay, I have a question.
What's up?
So in your on your event page, people were saying that you had that grand prize category as the last category for ball. Was that true, or do you?
No,
have
I just you don't hear scandals. At the end of the day, people can't find nothing to really say. You know, honestly, I just feel like people can't find nothing to really say about me.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes to throwing balls, and it's not, and I'm being humble as much as possible, but they, you know, it's consistency of great balls, you know, giving all they cash and, you know, finishing all the balls, and they good quality balls, nice venues. It's like, so I expect the rumors to come, but I don't know. My first time putting all the categories out was tonight, so. I don't know where people got that from. I would never have the grand prize the last in another category. You want the ball.
So the order categories are out, Donye, the order
categories
are out?
Tonight. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so the order categories are out, everybody. They're posted in the room. They're surfacing, so that ends the question. Now, your answers are out there.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have any questions for Donye?
Nope.
Donye, who's commentating the ball?
Jack is still getting his stuff, and Memphis Khan will also be commentating. Selvin went ahead with his booking in St. Louis, and Kevin just never got back with me, so I'm not about to push that. But there won't be no camcording devices allowed in the ball unless cell phones, no iPads, no nothing. You know, I have this big thing about, you know, what happened, you know, if YouTube was shut down or anything of that nature. I want my ball to be recorded the next night. The DVDs will be on sale. It still will go on YouTube just under my company page channel.
All right. Well, I'm actually about to make that.
So no ballroom throwback.
I'm about to talk about that in a second.
Give me 1 second, guys. I'll be right back, guys.
Okay. All right, Donye. Well, if anybody has any questions, please press 1 to ask Donye. We're going to put Donye back on hold. Donye, thank you for coming on the air, and, you know, good luck.
I got a question, Jasmine. Your opinion.
Yes.
How do you feel Do you feel like look,
y'all
could discuss this on the top. Do you feel like how they should have a representative on a panel if they don't pay for a table?
No.
Hell no.
Hell the fuck no. They got people walking for a grand prize.
No.
Oh. They might not show up.
If they don't show up, then they don't get on the panel.
That's not the question, though, Marcus.
I don't
know.
That's
don't
all I want to know.
Not.
Y'all can talk about
no.
that. I just want to know. That's it.
Donye,
okay, what's the question? Okay,
Donye,
I want him to ask the question one more time so I could just get it down correctly. Tell me what you're saying.
Do you feel like it's ethical for you have representation on the panel? It's, especially for the grand prize half, if you did not purchase a table.
Did not purchase a table.
So if you didn't purchase a table, but yet you
right.
are demanding to be on a judge's panel, especially for grand prize.
No, ma'am.
Knowing that you have a lot of people walking.
I mean...
Well, look at it from your own
perspective. I don't think anybody could demand to be on a panel at all.
I don't think he said anyone demanded. I think his question is if somebody didn't buy a table, and as he's picking his panel, should he consider people, consider houses who did not purchase Marcus, a table? Marcus, Donye did say demand, but I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, that to me, it can go either way because, for example, what if you have an older icon that is pretty much not house affiliated anymore or their house is very, very small or they're just not as active, but yet they have mastered that category and they need
somebody
to,
like,
you know,
Milan possibly,
right?
Or somebody like Milan possibly who's not in a house, but, you know, he
definitely
walked.
I wouldn't say like a... I'm not going to say it like that either. But
I'm just saying, like, in general, like, you know, that was shady there. That was
let's just say, I'll use an example. Let's just say, like, if a grand prize was, like, New Way and Jose Extravaganza happened to be
right.
in town, and, you know, he would love to judge that grand prize, but you know there's not really that many extravaganzas in town or whatever, but he is one of the people who have set the bar for that category itself. Of course I would want to put him on that panel before any of these statement and stars that I don't care how many tables they have. He, you know, mastered that category. So, you know, I would put him up there.
I think that would be an exception. Right. For people like
yeah.
that.
So that's what I say, you know, it really is a little different. So I don't know.
Donye, I think you asked the question political. And I think the example, let me make sure I'm straight. You think someone is intentionally not buying a table out of shade, but they're walking grand prize,
correct.
Per se.
That's what I'm assuming. That's what I was thinking too, Marcus.
So do you politically put them on the panel? If they have enough people there, yes. Because the difference is you're going to want to have a ball again. Don't think
right.
about the $150 or $200 you're going to get for the table. That's change in comparison to the $30 that could come in for every person.
Right. You're right.
Well, you know, one thing that I have done, and I have done a lot, is, you know, usually when people with houses buy tables, the first thing that I say to those houses are, give me two people. You know, I need two people that I'm going to use that night. Basically, when you buy a table from me, I take two people to put on the guest list, as well as I utilize them throughout the evening. Now, it's where I decide to put them. It's not where you want to be. But when a house buys a table, that's what I do. Okay, I need two names. You know, that's pretty much included in the price. You know, you pay $200 for a table, you're actually paying $140, because I'm letting two people in for free. And I usually take two of those people and put them on the panel somewhere.
Now, Danye, did the person that, I guess, asked you to be on the panel, did they say if you don't put them on the panel, my house is not coming or anything? Or
well,
how would they know that?
I'm not that crazy to
no,
you know, because them that they
I
won't
mean,
be on the panel.
If they had a big meter in their house, then they should possibly say,
how would they know they're
not
going? You don't know you judge until you get there. I could put you on the guest list and never let you judge.
Oh, I don't know how that works. I don't know how y'all promoters do the judges. I mean,
everybody.
No,
every house has parts of the table. They know who their judges are. Every house has parts of the table. I've told them houses who's judging for their house.
I think I think when a house buys multiple tables, to me that means they're coming, you know, in full force. I tend to make sure, like, let's say sometimes you have to decide whether a house is going to judge one half or two halves. You know, I tend to make sure the houses that bought multiple tables, you know, are the ones that maybe have, you know, double representation, per se, if it comes down.
It also depends on what house buy the tables. Because if you got, like, a house of Valentino that buy, like, two, three tables, who's going to be judging?
Well, if they have a reputable legend to judge, if it's that given that thing, you can't say just because they're the house of whoever that they have somebody reputable to judge. That's not fair. Because that might be the one vote they lose by all night. Yes, there are levels to this shit, but y'all can't be saying just because this house is a top house that they reserve to be on the panel. That don't mean that.
No, that's
all
I said. I said if you have a house of Valentino,
if they don't buy a table, you wait till all your judges, you pick all your judges who bought tables, and then you pick from the ones who are left. Simple as that.
Right, if you need them to fill in or somebody needs to go to the bathroom, exactly.
That's what, listen. In the state in Atlanta, that's what they do. If you don't buy a table, girl, on the for real, you're going to the bottom of the list to judge. Because I feel like you're not even coming to my ball if you don't buy a table. And I know how
that's not always true, Alexis.
Marcus, I know houses that purposely don't buy tables.
Damn, that means that you're going to have all them damn judges. Why we got to have so many goddamn judges anyway?
Oh, that's a question. I don't know, because I've seen the People's Choice. There were houses that did not buy tables, but they had people there, and they should have been represented on the panel. Some people just don't have $200. That might be. I'd rather a house come, as long as they put people pay the $30. If y'all chose to stand up all night, y'all choose to stand up all night. That's on y'all. Ain't gonna be me.
I mean, if the house of Escada could pay for a table, I think any house can pay for a table.
We can pay for a table because we have coins.
I know, but I'm just trying to involve. I'm sending
I'm starting to call her name, but I'll keep it to myself.
And sometimes they don't mean it. Sometimes people just don't have. Balls are expensive. And then sometimes it depends on your reputation. I know some people have all intentions of going to the ball, but because the promoter has a bad reputation of putting nothing on the table, they're like, no, we're not buying a table. We're coming to the ball, though.
But you know what? Who was that promoter that used to say? That was Marco, I think, because I went to one of his balls. He said, you're not paying for food. You're paying for a seat at my table. That's what you're paying for, that's for a table. He said, you're not paying for any decorations. That's exactly what he told the patrons. Because people was complaining there was no food on the table, no decoration. He said, you're paying for a seat.
Why would you take a seat when
everybody's standing
in front of you? I mean, I've heard that concept before. Well, Daniel, what category are you looking forward to at your ball the most?
I know that, I feel like Six Sirens will be coming in numbers. Honestly, for Twisted versus Sister, it's a lot of productions being done. Like, I know for sure a lot of productions. And honestly, I feel like a lot of legends are hitting the floor. As a promoter, you always can, people can say they come in, but when sometimes you really got that feeling. And I do have a feeling that majority of everybody that's invited is definitely walking. I think if I had to say, Maybe around 7-8 people out of both lists probably don't make it to Atlanta. And, everybody's not able to, do flight accommodations and things of that nature. So, real to the Twist and Set Siren.
For the grand prize category, is more like they're doing, intros because they don't have to get 10s or anything. Because it's more like an intro, I'm in the building, here I am. Okay, let's get it.
Yeah.
I'm getting it now. Okay.
Most definitely. I'm excited. I feel like the legends don't really walk that much, so they don't get a star statement time to really build a name versus back in the day, the legends walk. The statements the people get to walk and say they to build their name. So now I feel like that night, they get to walk against the legends and they can make their name and say, hey, I beat that legend for that $3,000 or, that's a big deal. So I feel like it gives the stars the statement a chance to play with the legends finally.
Well, Donye, I hope you have a very successful function because you have a lot of naysayers that say you're not going to throw your function successfully, you're not going to have your coin, and just that next to the third. But, I wish you have a successful function and shut the haters up.
Oh, definitely.
And make sure
Thank
you come back on next Monday with Rodney and his team. And, shut the building down and let everybody know how successful it was.
Right, good or bad, I make sure I'm on board Monday. And it's $1,000 overall performance in the aftermath. Cheer me in.
Oh, there's an aftermath, too? Damn, there's a lot going on.
Now, can I ask you a question, Donye? With performance being such a big category at the big ball, what made you pick performance for the grand prize of the aftermath?
It's a revengeful night. It's three and out, and you have to battle three, and then you finally get to stand to the side. Overall performance, I chose that because, again, it's $3,000. That's sad. People travel all the way to Atlanta.
Oh, it's like what you did the last ball.
Huh?
It's like what you did your last ball when you had the vote with the performance kids come out. They had to battle three times, and then they had to step over to the side at that ball.
Well, it wasn't my last ball. It was the Mizrahi aftermath.
Well, yeah.
And, at the end of the day, people travel all the way to Atlanta. You lose one battle, you done, unless you got a redemption. So it's like that next day, you want that $1,000. You want to,
you want that home trick. You just want to get home.
Well, performance brings the promoters money, though. When you have that category as grand prize or whatever, a lot of times, a lot of you could suggest that a lot of people are going to be walking. So that will.
I just wonder. I mean, everybody approaches their aftermath in different manners.
Yeah, I feel like they travel to Atlanta for the 3,000, and they don't, you know, they don't win or they lose their first battle. Let's just say, you know, I don't want to put a woot-de-woot lose a legend or somebody of that nature lose their first battle. You know, they're going to be high. It ain't like they can bowl again the rest of the night. But let's just say they don't want to come walk for that $1,000. And, it's, you know, it's no house affiliation whatsoever. It's all
back. Can I ask you a question, though, Donye? Why didn't you have your own category for $1,000 at the aftermath, if you don't mind me asking? Is there a specific reason or?
No, I thought about it, honestly. I prefer to go do open all realness just for $250, but I thought about it. It's a thought. It's not something I want to go with.
Donye, it sounds like we're losing you. So we're losing somebody because there's a lot of feedback.
What happened?
Hello.
Whose phone is that?
Something. That's not mine. Somebody's driving.
I have a question for you, Danier.
What's up?
Well, you know how the rumor bug goes, and you know how people always, you know, bring stuff up. So I guess I'll bring it out on the radio. Based on the people that were invited, and the people that won the balls to get on the list as well, it is rumored. Especially rumored, allegedly, all of those words, that anybody now who wants to walk can pay $20 or something. Where is that coming from? Have you heard anything about that?
No, when I first came out with the category, I put like a $20 pot in the beginning when I first came out with the category, but I decided that was the first week I ever put the category out. But no, that hasn't been brought up whatsoever. That's not going to happen. I'm not adding nobody whatsoever to the list. No, that's not going to happen. Not at all.
Okay. And you said for the grand prize, there's no house affiliation?
No, they won't battle during, you know, the whole category. But just three prizes left at the end, they have to battle. Only one person standing to battle.
Okay, gotcha. Understandable.
But the aftermath, there's no house affiliation. It says bring a picture of somebody you always want to see on the floor. Right, it's a house member, a legend, star statement, female figure, anything.
Hold on. So just for clarity, I want to make sure I have this right. If it was three, let's say, Twisters standing at the end, and two Ebonies, the three Escadas would have to battle down to one until you got to one Twister, and the two Ebonies would have to battle down until you got to one Ebony for Vogue Film, and those last two would battle. Is that what you're saying?
No. If it's three Escadas and two Ebonies, they still have to pull a name. So say if London was to come up there and pull a name, she pulled a scholar name, that's not going to happen. The scholar name going to go to the side. She pulled again. If it's another scholar, that's going to go to the side. She's not. Yeah, no, that's not.
No. He's saying if there's only two scholars left for Vogue Femme, period, but it's only one person can go to the final battle to battle the Twister, will those two Vogue Femme have to battle to the end?
Yeah.
And also my second question was, with Vogue Femme and with Twister, are the legends that come, their name automatically goes in there with everybody. If they're a legend for Vogue Femme, their name still goes in with the regular Vogue Femme, so everybody battles everybody, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
At the end of the day, Ricky can come up there and he could pick out Cassandra and they just have to battle. Or Baby Hurricane could pick out Marquise Revlon and they have to battle. So, yeah, it's everybody for themselves. Everybody, you know, everybody battle unless it's the last, you know, like I said, house at the end of the category.
Okay.
And there would not be no table sold at the ball. I'm not doing no extra tables. The venue is nice, but it's not a huge, crazy venue. No tables would be sold at the ball. It would be VIP sections for baller services or whatever. But right now, it's, you know, 10 tables sold, so no more tables would be sold. I really don't even want to sell no more, period. But, yeah, so definitely not at the ball. So, again, thanks for everybody for, you know, giving me this chance and this platform to, you know, throw my ball. It's going to be an exciting weekend. Everybody that's traveling to Atlanta, y'all won't regret it. It's my first annual Atlanta Summer Bash. Every year I'll be doing a pre-pride, growing a sexy affair. So it's going down every year. So hope to see y'all out this weekend.
Thank you, Donye.
All right. Thank you, Jess. This will be on hold.
All right, Rodney.
All right. Well, thank you, Donye, for coming in. Hopefully he cleared up a lot of rumors, speculations, and just bullshit that's been out there from people who can't go, people who want to go, people who still trying to find a way to go, people who starting to get their together. Hopefully everything comes together for you guys. And hopefully it's a nice ball and a nice turnout and some hot battles and some moments being made. Where are we at now? It's 1:20. Jackson, did you find out what Jack was doing?
I didn't hear back from him. He said he was going to call in, but I know he was out, you know, doing a lot of stuff today. So that's one of the reasons why I came on, just to, again, go over that category, because he wanted to make sure that we stressed that, again, LSS will be starting for the Rumble this weekend exactly at 11:30. And grand prize, open to all realness for $500, will be called exactly at 12:30, no matter what is going on, no matter what category is going on, everything will stop, and grand prize will be called at 12:30. Grand prize, $500 for open to all realness. So again, that is for the Rumble this Sunday, July 27th, in New York City. And it sounds like a real cute ball. You know, it's a really old-school rewind and stuff. The categories you'll find throughout the official ballroom, it'll be promoted throughout the week. And, you know, I'm sure on Esquilita's page and Jack's page and stuff like that. So if you girls are in town or headed to New York City, don't forget the Rumble this weekend. And please, I don't want to see no fights. It always seems like it's a fight every fucking weekend in there. So, yeah, come on. Can we make it a weekend without nobody getting fucking fighting?
There wasn't any fights this weekend in North Carolina. No, she said a Rumble. No, I'm talking about New York. It's either the Rumble or Vogue night.
Right.
A Rumble with no Rumble, people. A Rumble with no Rumble.
That's the new one. A Rumble with no Rumble. Make the T-shirt, honey.
Jasmine, you got to tell it to the film queens, those ones who've been acting up all summer.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had to step away, guys. Who did he say was commentating the event? I'm done, guys.
Jack.
He said Selvin is doing
St. Louis, so he can do it, and then Kevin didn't get back with him on it, so only Jack.
Oh, okay.
I think he said Memphis, too.
Oh, at Memphis. Okay.
All right, so back to what y'all was talking about, Marcus.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Oh, wait a minute. So Jackson, he's not coming?
Say it again.
Jackson, he may not be coming.
Who said that?
Where'd you get that from, girl?
Girl!
She's so messy. His lore is so messy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it, you know, Jay may be available.
Who? You said who? Girl, if they have given that mic for $3,000, baby, I can see it already. The girls would be lighting up.
You say if they had to do who?
You said what, Rodney?
You say if they had to do who, the girls would be lighting up?
Oh, if they was, no, Jasmine said if they have Jay, since Jack may not be able to make it, from what I get.
Okay.
Yeah.
Laura Trey like the girl.
Yeah.
What else do we have to talk about?
Oh, hold on. I have to give some birthday shout-outs.
So yeah, we do. We do have time. Have to give a big shout out to Sky, Runas with a Twist, Prodigy. His birthday
happy
today.
Birthday, Sky.
Also to Pooty Cage Chanel. His birthday is today. I will get
that. What is
her
name?
Yes, it's the right now. It's his birthday.
What was his name?
Happy birthday, Pooty.
Cage Chanel. Cage Chanel.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you said Pooty Cage or something. I don't know. I said, what? I was like, girl, what is that name?
Yes. There's a few more people, too. I'm going to get that up because I don't want to leave them out as well. Y'all give me 2 seconds. Being respectful.
Thursday is Vanna Lord's birthday.
London Mugler. London Mugler birthday is today.
Happy birthday,
London. Monique Mizrahi. Happy birthday, Monique.
Pussy. Happy birthday, Pussy.
And also word. Jermaine, the new $500. Well, part of the.
Wait, I thought he won $1,000.
It was 2 Mizrahis that won.
You know what? Can we go ahead and wrap
this
birthday party thing up?
So that's why I said, for clarity, part of the $1,000. Ms. Rahi Runway
won.
Speedy and Jermaine won the $1,000. So congrats to Jermaine on your win.
Yeah.
And happy birthday as well. Not being fierce. Just, I mean.
Let's play this.
So while we're there,
I see where this is going.
I really want the girls to start leading ball flyers.
Let's play this game. Let's
I am very.
I see where this is going.
No, you said it was set up, right? I feel used too, but I'm gonna let the devil use me, and I'm gonna take this opportunity to say what I got to say. How dare whoever wants to sit here and scrutinize the D up name? And say that we give out gift cards like we tricked you. We didn't give you a check like some agencies, and the check don't cash. You're able to go verify your gift card funds, and if you're that pressed for the money, you can take it to the currency exchange and cash out for those who need those liquid and Coke diets. Because you can use a gift card anywhere. It's a Visa gift card. I had a major discussion with status boys to not even do American Express, because I know American Express is not taken everywhere, but to give y'all Visa gift cards, because Visa is pretty much accepted anywhere. But you get in those groups and read like we gave you some bad check or something. How dare you? And it was on the flyer. So what can you not buy with a gift card?
So, girl, you reading this Jermaine, because she said that she couldn't, needed her cash.
Well, it might have not just been him. I heard it was him, but it could have been other people too. Whoever, read the flyer. Because when we went to, it's no shame, we went to Pittsburgh last year. We didn't know it was going to be checks. But if your name is good, you can just deposit the check in your account. Or
put
the check cash in place.
No, ma'am. No, I ain't taking no check.
Well, I took the check to Pittsburgh and I went through.
I will drag a bitch.
Ronnie, did your check go through?
It did. No,
Kelly check went through.
Sorry.
Everybody check. Baby, I don't have no problem taking no checks from no agency.
That's a bad feeling. Somebody give you a check, honey. You don't have that. You're like, oh, mister, come on.
If I'm mistaken, don't you, would you get a gift card? A Visa gift card, especially if I'm mistaken.
What is that? Bitch,
you can go to the store.
Hello, guys.
If I'm mistaken, you can go to the store, like the John or Safeway or to any grocery store, and buy a stick of gum or something, and then basically they ask you if you want money back. Am I correct? You can do it like that as well if you want.
I don't think it's a debit card, but I know you can make it to the currency exchanges and you pay a fee and they'll take the money off and give you the difference.
I kind of figured if you had a credit card or a debit card, you could go to the grocery store and then you could buy gum
and
ask you if you want money back.
It's not a debit card, it's a Visa gift card, but it does come with a pin. It does come with a pin, and you when you take, you know, some places offer that option. But neither here nor there, even if you had to use it as debit, $500 or $1,000.
Marcus, when I asked y'all if that come with a pin number, he said no, it don't.
They came with a pin number, child.
Okay, listen. Any smart bitch would know, bitch. You only gonna get half of the damn gift card. Now let's not make a big deal out of it.
Right.
$1,000 gift card, bitch. The most a bitch gonna pay you is $300.
No, the currency exchange only take 3%. I'm telling y'all.
Okay, it's irrelevant. All the girls want to do is get high.
Let me
smoke
the tea. The girls are going and swiping other people's, it's no shade, wands for gift cards. They find those stores that are allowing them to do that. They're taking them to the currency exchanges, and they're taking, I think it's 3 to 5%. So it's a percentage. So yes, it does happen. Girls are crafting them that way. This is a legit card that you could do, but you can also just use it. What's wrong with paying your bill with it or paying your phone bill? Everybody's phone get turned off every month. Why not just pay your phone bill up for a few months? A ball, anything you win at a ball is like a tax return. It ain't no paycheck. Nobody can live off ballroom.
The girls want to get
the most successful person in ballroom per se as a career still has another job. That's not Jack's career. Vaughn Allure works a regular job too. They don't pay their bills off no ballroom. Y'all better go get a job.
Some people do live off ballroom.
That's not. And they're not being successful at it. There's no one successful
Marcus,
living off a ballroom.
But you know that there are some girls who live off a ballroom.
They're living off government assistance. Ballroom is assisting them.
No, actually, I know some that don't have government assistance, but they will be at every ball to try to win some of that money.
Hey, hold on. And they don't go to work no day.
And
they don't have no craft, no nothing?
Nope.
What?
I don't think they're doing too well then.
I don't see how girls could say they'd be winning grand prizes and stuff, and they'd be like, "Well, I could live off ballroom, winning $500 or $1,000." No, you cannot. That's not.
Even if you
really,
won $1,000 a month,
that ain't
which
nothing.
Nobody in ballroom has won $1,000 per month for say. That's only $12,000 a year.
That's
what can you do with $12,000?
All you doing is getting some money back that you spent over maybe 2-3 months or whatever at a ball. Because usually you could spend $1,000 in 1 week and going to somebody's ball because you're just out of town. I mean, when you think about hotels, travel, everything else, like, you could easily spend $1,000 real quick.
Rodney, what's the most you ever won at a ball in one ball in one night? Walking all your categories.
Who, me?
Rodney.
Oh. I think Rodney won $1,500 one night. If I'm not mistaken,
$1,700 was the most.
$1,700 in one night. Okay, so you got $1,700 in one night. Let's just say you are lucky enough to do that twice a month, and that's just really lucky. $3,500 a month, right?
That's the online.
There's no way to live off ballroom. There's just no way.
Yeah, you can't. But that's what kills it about certain girls when they be like,
"A little crack, thank you."
We're not saying that you can do it, but we're saying people do it.
Right.
Oh, they doing something else too there.
No, some of them are not doing anything else in all honesty.
Baby, they got to add up somewhere. They doing something.
A sugar daddy or something.
You have to be doing something else because you cannot keep $1,000 for a whole year. You're going to tell me, oh, bitch, I'm living off $1,000. Bitch, no. Because rent alone is like $1,000 a month. Like, come
That's
on.
Why I said it might be on Section 8 or
something. Marcus said, this is the question. Marcus said that they have to either be getting public assistance or they're crafting. I know individuals that are not crafting and they don't get public assistance. So, you know, that's that. But I know that they consider their grand prize wins their source of income.
They might consider that
their main source of income.
those are the type of girls that should get put on SSI because they got a problem. That means they they really have a hair problem. I'm serious.
They got
a
check.
That was suggested to them. You know, maybe you should apply
that
for that.
That must be a real fat bitch in ballroom who makes enough to pay whatever. I really want to know who this is. This bitch better be a legend or icon to make enough money to pay their whatever they're paying in rent. Utilities, phone bill, light bill, feed themselves alone. They must be winning money every ball. They must be an A-lister.
You never said they were living good.
Yeah, thank you, Leslie.
They living.
We said that they are living off a ballroom. I know bitches can turn off every motherfucking month.
They must be on the run then, because who would struggle and not go get food stamps?
All right, y'all. It was nice talking to y'all.
No. Bye. You've been dealing with mental issues all day, and you're upset at us. We understand.
You can't tell her shit.
We can play the name game now, honey, if y'all want to.
Well, play the name game, Laura. Let's go.
She's trying to make it seem like she don't know what the fuck is going on. I hate when a bitch play dumb on my motherfucking
Well,
car.
I mean, but you got to look at, you know, people also, you got to look at it this way as well. Some of these people, they don't have, let's say they don't have habits. They've learned to live and to just adapt to, you know, just putting food in their, you know, mouth and, you know, trying to pay whatever little bills they can pay. But, you know, they don't have habits. They may not drink. They may not get high. They may not, you know, do certain things. So, you know, they learn to, they can, basically, they get that $1,000 and they hold on to it as the best way they can.
Like I said, hoes play dumb like they don't know what the fuck is going on. Bitch, please, miss me with the bullshit.
Girl, let's just make sure. Let's break this down. The most successful person in ballroom can only win about how much in a year? $10,000? That's not even your rent.
Look, I'm going to give y'all a prime example.
Again, they said that people are doing it, but you're saying that nobody can. But people are doing it and can do it. However,
that must be the people with their lights and their water turned off and all of that. That's not doing it.
Ding, ding, ding. But they're still living.
No, they're not living.
What the fuck you mean? Yes, they are living.
I mean, they breathing, but they're not really living the life. They're not living. Like, they're just breathing. Like,
They're just getting by.
Right. Yeah.
And anybody who would be willing to struggle like that and knowing that there's public assistance out there and they refuse to go get it, that's stupid.
You have an incoming call.
Message?
Bishop, you're on the air.
Well, what's called was saying,
somebody.
Like she was saying, she was talking about SSI. I know a lot of people that are in the ballroom scene that I talk to have SSI, and they live by that as well. And then on top of that, then there's some people that have housing as well. They have housing vouchers as well.
That's public assistance, Bishop, and that's what I was saying.
I was trying to say that before I got muted, but listen, you know,
a lot of people don't get no more than $800-something a month for SSI. They're living off that every month. They're living off that.
You can live off $800 every month if you're not paying no rent.
Look, it's no shade. A lot of them live off that a month because a lot of them get hospital pay their rent, and then they get food stamps, and they get cash assistance. And then, so, of course, they can't pay nothing. And they phone bills, the government phone, and they escort on the side, Ms. Jane. Let's tell it like it is, honey.
It is. That's true. That's true.
Now, you're collecting SSI and you escort. Now, that's a
The thing is, you don't get as much as food stamps when you got SSI because once you get SSI, your food stamps go down. Your income and food stamps go down, period.
I don't want to talk about food stamps. I get upset when I see them hoes in the grocery store buying steak and crab legs and shrimp. If I can't buy it, what makes you think you can buy it?
Baby, when I went to New York, they take food stamps at McDonald's, Miss Thing. I saw that in the window.
Are you serious? McDonald's and Burger King.
Yes, they said we take food stamps. No, they do not. Yes, they do.
A quick question. I'm sorry, Alexis. Hold on, wait, real quick. I'm sorry, Alexis. Not to sound ignorant. Is food stamps EPT cards?
Yes. Why did I see at a barbershop the other day?
Mm-hmm. The barbershop said they take EPT cards. Okay, I'm sorry.
And Subway takes EPT.
Hold on.
Let her say what she said,
because I think I know what she's about to say, but go ahead, Alexis.
Everybody, just because they say we accept EBT does not mean they take food stamps. People get cash on their EBT card.
Yeah, you
card.
Got that cash.
So
well,
you
too.
Are allowed
there you
to
go.
Of course, yeah,
card.
Of course.
You are allowed
well, why
to
are they getting cash?
Card.
They're getting cash
because
they probably
the
got, they probably got
all on one card now.
SSI. They can have
also,
they
government assistance check instead of mailing them a check on the first, they put it on the card, and
exactly.
So they got they get
with
they
the
got
food stamp,
food stamp
the
card,
food
and then
Marcus,
it's kind of like a debit card
they
too.
They stopped mailing out checks years ago.
Okay, so it's like they debit card. So the food stamp card is like they debit card.
No, food stamp card is not like a debit card. You can't go to the bank and put the card in.
Well, I
go
out here in California,
and get
your
money
and your cash is all on one card.
Yeah.
Right, but if you needed to pay something, like you needed to, like you wanted McDonald's, and your check, you get $300 a month.
Wait.
You can't use your food stamps, but you can go swipe your $3.
But wait, Marcus and Alexis, they can actually use their food stamp card, like the cash assistance part. They can get the money off from that cash assistance. Like they can get cash off that part, like in their hand. Like you can go to I don't know if you go to an ATM or a store at the front desk and like you get that little cash part. But they can do that. Like they can.
Well, I knew that because
at
the casinos they have a sign up saying you cannot take your government assistance. You know, you can't use a government assistance card at the casino. They won't let you know. They block those cards.
Right, but I'm telling you, I saw these people go up, and when they went up at McDonald's, they're like, oh, they're like, they take food stamps, and I saw the little sign, I said, girl.
I'm like, McDonald's is like
national.
Well,
y'all saw Orange is the New Black, where the girls were swiping their food stamp cards for cigarettes and foolishness.
Well,
I'm sure somebody can do
that. You definitely can't do that. That's against the law.
Yeah, I thought you're not supposed to use your food stamp card. Your food stamp card for hot food. Listen, there's no way in a restaurant as such as McDonald's, you can swipe it, and it's going to let you select food stamps.
No.
So they must swipe it a certain way, though. They must do it a certain way where charge it because they wouldn't put that on their window.
No, it ain't no way. It ain't no way.
Oh, you said
they
use the cash part on their card. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. Okay, and they treat it like a little debit something. Okay.
Exactly.
Now you can use your food. Now, there are some bodegas, but because they're on a freestanding machine, they can put it in as.
So let me get this straight. So let me get this straight. So the girls get food stamps and cash assistance to go to McDonald's and everything to eat food instead of go to the grocery store. Do I have that correct? Is that what we're saying?
Well, you have some people don't know how to cook.
Rodney can agree with me. Cameron Seafood in D.C. or Maryland, you could go to Cameron Seafood and get you some crab legs with your food stamp card. So, you can't go to certain restaurants and do it. You can.
I don't knock the food stamp girls at all. I appreciate
well, that's
the
because
food stamp girls.
At Walmart, you can buy crab legs, but they're not supposed, if they steam them for you, they're not supposed to take them as food stamps, but it depends on how they bring them in.
Come to Maryland. Cameron's right across the street.
You have an incoming call.
Wait a minute. As long as they have a food stamp machine.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah. Alexis is talking. What do you say, Alexis?
As long, Bishop, I just said, it depends. If they have the machine, the way the machine is set up, they have a freestanding machine, right? The one that
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, Alexis. I already know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Yes, at those machines you can. But if you have a restaurant, which is an establishment just like McDonald's or something, there's no way for you to swipe that card and you can put it in their food stamps. They're not going to let you do that.
I wouldn't say Cameron's a restaurant. I wouldn't say it's a restaurant. I wouldn't say it because
exactly.
You can get a meal there. You can actually get a meal and a platter there with your food stamp card.
Right. But they have a freestanding machine, Bishop.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
okay, well, thank you for the one-on-one, you know, 101 EBT card, everything, da-da-da-da-da.
Hmm.
Thanks, Bishop.
God.
I can't. So, Jazza, why you throw all that shade to Milan like that?
I need a bag.
I ain't throw shade to Milan. What?
Yes, you did.
When?
Girl, you know where.
So
know
can we
where,
get back to the $1,000 question
Yeah.
No, I was saying, no, I wouldn't say like Milan. I was saying like somebody who set the bar for the category. You know, like not Milan.
You don't think he set
but...
the bar for his category?
In what category? Milan is, you know, an all-around butch queen. What category?
He didn't set the bar.
I don't think Milan set the bar for performance. No.
That's what he's legendary for.
But I don't think he could be legendary for it. But I don't think he set the bar for it.
Milan has done his thing in ballroom, and he is a legend.
He definitely has done his thing, but I don't think he set the bar.
He's the first Midwest legend.
But he didn't set the bar.
That sets the bar if he's the first Midwest legend.
Midwest legend? But that category is ancient. No.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you what they said.
Y'all
are curious. I did from Milan. No, please don't start. I don't want to start that. No.
You started when you said it.
Yeah, that was
can't
a
say anything. So, oh my God, this is why I don't even come on this shit no more. Don't forget.
Don't blame us for your say that you're throwing
out. This Sunday, open to all realness for $500. The category will be called at 12:30. That's the only reason why I'm on here, to keep throwing that in your heads.
Can we ask one more question too? Why do the girls keep questioning? Why do girls keep trying it? When we tell you something is going to start on time, why are y'all just now leaving wherever cities y'all departed from at that particular time to make it to the ball?
Okay.
If we told you the ball was starting at 8 o'clock, what made y'all leave Atlanta at 8 o'clock?
Don't they call your gears as a promoter? That's probably very irritating. And they call you harassed and say, did the ball start yet? Just start yet. And, you know, they start doing all that extra shit. That's irritating.
There's a method to the madness, honey. You just got to kind of figure it out.
If the people who are at the ball on time wouldn't send out the text or wouldn't tell their girlfriend that the ball is not started yet or the gig still setting up and because you're there, you got to wait and suffer, you should tell them the same lie. Yeah, bitch, it's starting. Yeah, we sitting in there. Jack on the mic now. So they can come too. So then the ball can kind of start close to time as possible.
I think another thing that the promoters should stop doing is saying how long they got the building for too as well. Me personally, like, for example, like how somebody had just said that.
But not just somebody. Why would you say something shady like that? He was just on the line.
Right. Lord, I'm sitting there trying to say somebody just said. Go on to say the name.
That make it sound shady, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying
somebody just said.
Well, at least she was mad enough to say it on the radio besides typing in the chat.
Thank you, Miss. Thank you, Alexis, and I thank you.
What happened,
Marcus,
Alexis?
And I thank
you. What is she talking about?
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, you didn't catch me.
This is not your fight. Okay.
Okay. But like,
well, I'm really quick question.
Wait,
how's
your horns
are red
up. What's up, man?
How's everybody's summer? We only got like 5 minutes left. How's everybody's summer?
Oh, I'm having
good. Mine's going
well.
Enjoying myself.
Which
I was
going to
board
free
this weekend.
Who made Vogue Nights mandatory for their whole house and they're kicking everybody out who didn't come? And y'all charging house
rules?
Who just
told you that? Who just told you that? And I'm sure they put the house with it.
Don't worry.
What housemate did they list, girl?
They didn't list none.
Girl.
Oh, shit.
She got the house, honey. She got the house, honey. You know, I'm a pass.
Well, who won the Femme Queen Realness category at that Carolina Bowl?
Shout out to Jade and Lanaya Ebony, grand prize $1,000. Hey, girl.
Oh, they won?
The dog. Yes, girl. They won, Alexis, girl.
Oh.
You know Jade, the one that sat you when she was alone.
Hold on, bitch.
That wasn't even Alexis. That was me. Why you giving all that?
I'm sorry, sis. Hey, girl.
You know what? I want to give a shout
Ms.
out. To the line. Hold on, Meechie.
Miss Laura.
Meechie, hold please. Thank you. I'd like to give a shout out to overall mother Tati Existence for trying to defuse a situation from one of her members and a leader of another house. She's a young mother, but she still acted very mature in trying to defuse the situation over the weekend. So I definitely want to give you a shout out and applaud you for trying to handle the situation that occurred over the weekend. Go ahead.
I would like to give a shout out to the house of Ms. Rahi for purchasing all their tables for Pandemonium. They definitely have the green section on lock on one side. You know, we look. So, definitely give a shout out to the house of Ms. Rahi. They definitely want the $10,000.
All these shots.
Well, can you put a very special table to the side for me, just me by myself?
I already have one, Jasmine. One of the VIP sections on the stage for you.
Jasmine, ain't you in Ms.
Oh, there you go.
So there's three VIP tables left on the stage as well.
Yeah,
come on out.
Aren't
you a Chanel, Laura?
No, she's a former Chanel. She got put out.
I was.
Now, Jason, why would you need your own tech? You know that.
What'd Jason say?
Somebody, he needs his own table. You can't sit with Jasmine.
Oh.
Yeah, you need to have a tender chop section, honey.
No, all of those, they can't be on the stage like that. I can't discriminate.
You know Marcus ain't going to have
that. Why?
Y'all know Marcus.
First off, they're going to be with so many people on the stage because they're going to be on best behavior. And Meechie, you're not going to make it through security. Because you're not letting all that weed and stuff up in there. You know.
Baby, let me tell you one thing for certain, two things for sure. Sweet, if I can get it over 3,000 miles, sweet, trust and believe I'm getting it wherever else I'm going.
Baby,
no,
I have metal detectors this time.
Bitch, you can have every metal detector you got, bitch. I have all natural ass, bitch. I'm out of tuck and roll.
Don't worry about it, dude. Rodney, can you tell them how big the security was this weekend?
I don't give a damn. You can have
it nice and muscular.
Marshall sitting at the door, honey.
Before we get disconnected, I'm gonna just disappear and let y'all take over. I just wanna say everybody, thank y'all for still tuning in. Thank you, Rodney, Marcus, Alexis, Laura, Jason, Michi, everybody that still keeps the show alive from my sis. I miss my sis. Again, we will be back this fall for reoccurring episodes on each Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Everybody enjoy their summer. We will be back next Monday to recap Donye's ball as well as the Rumble. And if you guys have commercials or you want to promote within this group and all the rest of that stuff, please pay for your advertisement. If everybody else can do it, you can fucking do it too. You know, get it together. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, do it right. Get it together. And the platform is here for everyone to talk about your event. You're more than welcome to come on and talk about your event. The host will talk about your event, and you're always welcome to come back and recap your event. Do it the right way. Stop doing it this fucking sneaky way. So on that note, I'm just going to say goodnight real quickly. And shout out to my Big Brother 16 group. That group is building like fucking crazy. Shout out to Frankie Grande and all the members on that show. And I'm out. Good night.
tonight,
Jazz.
So, we gotta before we go, we gotta play things that make you go,
Let's play.
Laura, you wanna start?
So, girls have their balls for grand prize $3,000 is no chop.
What?
Hold on. No name commentators telling me that bitches said they not coming to the ball if they not on the mic.
Girls throwing ball. Girls supposed to be commentating ball on Saturday night. They throwing a ball.
Who is that? Hold on, Laura. Who is that breathing like
I don't know. That
is somebody dying?
Ooh, that was crazy. Who was that?
But I would think that since there's no chop, that we would just go straight into the battle.
Ooh. As opposed to...
Y'all still got Bishop on this line,
Sheldon. Right.
I'm not breathing. I can't.
Yeah,
oh, what were you saying, Rodney? I'm sorry.
I would think that if there's no chops, that they would go straight into the battles.
Why? That's what, like, I mean, things that make you go, huh, girls, if it's no, like, balls where there's no chops, but yeah, we got to watch these productions, these
black production
and stuff. Like, so, like, girl.
Right, girl's not saying all of that while he was on the phone.
I really just thought about that.
Right.
If you have a production... Well,
girls not saying
for,
it on the phone and type it in their chats.
Why would you have a production if you're not going to get chopped or scored anyway?
Girls
you don't
want to messages.
Yeah, I'm going to ask that.
Girls
always thinking something to read.
Promoters walking real.
Girls
so
trying
to give it away.
Girls trying to
$1,000
for the page
during the weekend.
Miss Alexa, let's get the going. What's the
word? Oh, Bitsana, I keep telling y'all, I don't need no fake page. That's what the fuck I wanted to say.
We didn't think you had a fake page. Clearly, it was that Alexa Clark girl when you asked your $1,000 question.
Exactly.
You know. Well, there's only 4 minutes left in the show.
Everybody start saying good night so you can end it until next Monday when we will be discussing Donye and the Lumble. Start it off.
Remember when Allie was in the bathroom, whatever store, park, trailer, car, whatever you choose to do, whatever you choose to do, baby, make sure you wrap it up and keep it tight, honey, because you don't know what you're going to get after the night. God bless you all. Be safe and have a blessed week. And,
Marcus.
Thank everybody for support in the 6th annual D.O. Ball. All cash given out, all categories completed. We'll see you next year.
Lexi. Did Sherry hang up?
I think that was her breathing real hard like that.
Okay. All right. I am Rodney, and I thank you guys for calling in and tuning in with us as we gave you another episode of Tins of Chops, the number one and only longest-running standing Blog Talk Radio show at your service. Until next week, bid you all good night and have a prosperous and great week. Thank you.
Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway.